Oh, hi, Eric. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I understand you wanted to set up your parents on the program as a part of a Christmas present?
Yeah, it's my in-laws, and we're all going to throw in to get them maybe, I don't know, 5-6 months worth of service, and then they could take it from there.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Oh, in all the years I've been doing this, I think this is the first time I heard someone buying the program for their parents for a Christmas present. So that's cool. What a neat idea. So
yeah, well, he's a dedicated guy, and he just started this business. So, you know, we're trying to help him out.
Yeah, that will help him tremendously. So I want to give you a couple of options. They're going to need a website and everything, right, because they're new?
Yeah, I mean, they're looking for basic exposure, right? He was like, I don't want nothing crazy, but if you can reach out to your people for a Google page, I would appreciate it, you know, and then he doesn't know that we're doing the however much for Christmas for him. He just needs me to set it up because he's pretty, you know, he's an older guy. He's a little bit computer illiterate, so to speak, you know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah, I understand. So, okay. So what I could do is I could give him the same program that you guys have, and that would be $149 monthly. Or if you wanted to do the paid ads with it, which I don't think based on what you said there, that's what they want. But if you wanted to do the paid ads, it would be an extra $100. It would be $249 monthly. Now, let me check the pricing, because I think you could also do, like, a three-month prepay for, like, $700 if you want, or a six-month prepay for $1,300.
So I was considering a six-month prepay. Rather, you know, that'll get him through the winter with the exposure, and he can use some of his already referrals and have them go on the site and post reviews and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. So let's do the 6 month prepay, and then that way after the 6 months it'll go back to month-to-month billing, so he can always take over at that point if he wants to. And then I'll throw a site in there for you guys for free. So, you know, I understand you're going to be the one setting this up. So if you have a logo or a picture or examples of services that they offer, you can send that over to us. I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you for the client interview. If you don't have content, that's okay too. They'll throw some stock photos in there, because our main objective is going to be to get them up and running. So what's the name going to be for the account? I know we'll do everything through you, but should it be under Cheryl Bellreg, or is it going to be under her husband's name? Or
no, definitely put it under Cheryl Bellreg, because she's the owner of the company.
Okay, so Cheryl Bellreg. Okay, and then I'm going to send a confirmation email. Do you want that to go to them, or is it a surprise where it'll go to you?
Well, Cheryl knows about it, but Dave doesn't, so I will give you her email. Now, with the confirmation email, is there going to be any links to set everything up, or we're going to do all that via phone like you did with me before, right?
Yeah, we'll do the client interview, so there won't be any links, and since you're paying for it, the only thing you'll have to do initially is to sign the terms and conditions. So maybe I should put your email on here just initially so you can get that one, and that has the pricing and everything. And then after you receive that, I'll change it to hers. So moving forward, the correspondence will go to her, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so remind me, what's your email again?
It's EK Echo Kilo.
Uh-huh.
Rockhard, Rockhard, at Outlook.com.
Okay, EK Rockhard at Outlook.com. And then, like I said, once the confirmation email goes out, I'm going to switch it to hers. So what's her email?
Her email is CBELL. Damn it. Let me just pull this up a little better, sorry.
No problem. Take your time.
It's CBELLRENE.
Uh-huh.
At yahoo.com.
So C like cat and then B like boy, right? E-L-L-R-E-N as in Nancy E at yahoo.com?
You got it.
Perfect. Okay, so let me make sure that's stuck. Okay, and then for the 3509 Crestview Lane, is that a physical address where they can receive mail?
It is.
Okay, so I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address. Let her know it'll be there within 5 to 10 days, and it's a very important part of the process. So if she sees that, just make sure to, you know, get it back to us. And then her contact phone number, is it the 716-425-2975?
That's correct.
And that's the number you want displayed on Google, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I was going to do a credit card.
Okay. And then how does the name read on the card?
It's my name, E-R-I-C-K-O-L-P-A-C-K.
So E-R-I-C and then K-O-L-P-A-C-K, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then the billing address?
Should we use theirs probably?
The Crestview Lane.
Oh, the billing address for.
Oh. Well, yeah, for the credit card.
I'll give you my card. Yeah, so it'll be 2063 Cayuga Drive Extension. And that's Niagara Falls, New York. 14304.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, and then the card number?
It is 6011.
Okay.
0067.
Okay.
0411.
Uh-huh.
8760.
Okay, expiration?
It is 526.
526. Okay, and the little code on the back?
It is 889.
889. Okay. So let me store all this information, and then I'm going to create the package for you. Now, I'll do a voice verification recording, and that will outline the terms of the subscription, and then I'm also going to set that appointment for the technician to call you today to go over your keywords and get you set up, and then let me just see what's available, because you guys are on Eastern time, so. Okay, great. So I got the package assigned. So I'll do the voice verification recording, and what that says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Afterworks Restoration, LLC.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
How do you want me to do that?
Because
I'm not affiliated, you know what I mean?
Maybe you could just say your name and that you're you know, setting this up on behalf of their company and that Cheryl's the owner or something.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Eric Kolpak, acting agent for Active Works Restoration, LLC, setting up on behalf of Cheryl Bellray.
Okay, perfect. That's good. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of her business?
I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct.
Excellent. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And then in setting this up as, you know, Local Splash as their marketing representatives, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during the term of the agreement? And that's just to make sure that it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing for them, okay?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of just $1,300. When the term is complete, the agreement will automatically bill monthly starting in June 15th of 2022 in the amount of $299. When the term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew. And in order to prevent that charge, they would just have to call us 3 business days prior to that date to cancel, okay?
Okay, but we were doing the $100-some-odd package, correct?
Oh, okay. So what I'll do is I'll change the billing for the 7th month out to be at the $149 package. This 6-month prepay is a great deal because they do throw about $400 worth of Google Ads in there. So you're going to have something that'll jumpstart them and put the website together. But I'll make sure that starting that 7th month that you'll be billed at the local only subscription at the $149, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. And then they may cancel the agreement at any time by contacting client support. Just call us within 3 business days. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment, Eric. And then that will trigger that confirmation email to go out. Oh, you know what? It's going to trigger something else, and Cheryl's going to get this. I should have thought about that, darn it.
She can get the email. No big deal.
Okay. Yeah, because she's going to get a little text message right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and that's going to trigger the terms and conditions to be signed, but I'll see if I can just get that done through you with the email. And then I'm looking at the calendar here. Oh, I have a 12 noon available. Do you want to do the client interview in like an hour? Or do you want it later today?
What would be the later time they'd be
available? We have a 1 o'clock, a 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
One, okay,
one
so let me book out. I'm going to book out a whole hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you, you know, at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. So let me just nail this appointment down. I'll send you a little reminder, too, via email that it's going to be. So put Local Splash. So do me a favor. Can you check your email and let me know if you got that email I was talking about? It should say Local Splash, your initial invoice.
Yep, I got it.
Okay. So if you open that up, you can put, there's a little link that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yep.
Open that, go all the way to the bottom, and hit confirm signature. Or I think there's going to be a little box first that says click here that you're authorized on the account. Yeah, and then if you do it properly, it'll ask you for the username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. Okay. And then other than that, you're good to go. I have the pack, the technician set to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock Eastern. And then moving forward, Eric, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So please let your in-laws know if, you know, they ever have any questions regarding billing or making an update on the account, anything like that, they can call in and hit extension 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help them. And that toll-free number was just texted to Cheryl, so she has it, okay? And then my extension 777, if they ever want to talk to me directly, they'll just plug that in and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Merry Christmas to them. What a great gift. I never, ever thought about doing that for someone. So, yeah, that kind of gives me chills that you're doing that. So, yeah, much luck to their business. I know they're going to have a very profitable year, especially with you setting this up for them. So the technician will call you shortly, okay?
I appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you too as well, Eric. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, bye.